forgive me. God is asking me to receive Him. I am asking God to forgive me. God is asking me to receive Him. I am asking God to forgive me. God is asking me to receive Him.
To start my spiritual journey, I need God the forgiveness.
Undivine existence.
All the undivine thoughts and undivine deeds that are inside me, everything that is unaspiring and uninspiring within me, I have to discard. And for that, I need God's forgiveness.
My Supreme, to place myself at your lotus feet, my tearful heart cries and cries, and my soulful eyes smile and smile.
A single glance from my Lord Supreme gives me unimaginable happiness. A single glance from my Lord Supreme gives me unimaginable happiness.
When I feel that God, out of His infinite bounty, has forgiven me, at that time I can think of another aspect of God, and that is God's compassion.
God has forgiven me. Now I need His compassion.
I need His compassion because I fervently desire to do something, to achieve something, to become something, but I do not have the capacity to do what I want to do or to grow into what I need to grow into to become.
Therefore, I desperately need God's compassion.
Without God's compassion, I will not be able to achieve anything. And I will not be able to become anything.
The fragrance of my Master's love strengthens my heart.
God's forgiveness and compassion, I need God's blessings.
I need God to shower His infinite blessings on me from above so that I can succeed in the battlefield of life.
Inside my Master's smile, I see my new world blooming. Inside my master's smile, I see my new world blooming.
Life is a constant battle, and if I am to succeed, then I have to entirely depend on God's blessings.
If he blesses my devoted head and surrendered heart, only then can I succeed in life and proceed along the spiritual path.
Blessings upon me, then I have to feel at every moment God's love.
The Creator is all love for his creation, but the creation quite often does not feel it or realize it.
Since I am part of God's creation, it is my bounden duty to feel God's love at every moment.
If I feel that God really loves me, then only can I have true and abiding happiness. Only then will I try to become good, divine, and perfect, and please him in his own way.
That person or that thing.
So after I have felt God's love, I have to develop my conscious, constant, and inseparable oneness with him.
Conscious, constant and inseparable oneness with God, I have to achieve something and become something. And that thing is perfection.
How do I become perfect?
I become perfect by crying inwardly to receive the things that will uplift me and illumine me, and to conquer the things that torment me and disturb me.
When I cry to receive good things and to conquer bad things, God is pleased with me. It is only by pleasing God that I can become perfect.
The dream of the soul is the only thing that we need. The dream of the soul is our treasured breath, and the manifestation of this dream is our only goal.
If we value the goal, then we are bound to walk along the path.
If we feel inwardly the value God realization in our life, then the so-called hardship that we go through is nothing.
If we really value the goal and cry for the goal, then there will always be some way for us to reach the goal.
No, not tomorrow, no, not even today, but here and now I must see and I must become God's fulfillment dawn.
My new God, obedience.
heart's intense inner cry carries me to God. I say to him, oh, my beloved Supreme, make me your perfect instrument.
When God comes to me, he gives me a broad smile, a wide, soulful, illumining smile, and says,
my child, I shall make you a perfect instrument of mine, and at the same time, I shall manifest myself in you and through you.
All your grace, my soul and